Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The credit crisis is deepening as more and more states try to pull their money out of derivative funds. They're being told, hey, the money doesn't really exist. The dollar continues its meteoric plunge. There is massive news on the New World Order front, a great victory for the New World Order, bringing England deeper into the European Constitution. But there was also a counterstrike by rebel forces as the majority of the individuals at the European Parliament who are from the member states but aren't allowed to vote on it internally stood up with giant plaques and placards saying that it was tyranny. So the New World Order is and there is a European Union, okay, just for neocons and liberals out there who don't believe any of this is happening. England is being forced into this right now. Europe doesn't want in it. 2 years ago they had a referendum and European nations pulled out. And the bureaucracy said, you can't do that. And that's what this is. And they're also forcing England in. But that's the good news. They're showing everyone what they are. And they can't say the European Union doesn't exist. They can't say they're trying to force England into it. It's in all the major German, Dutch, French, British papers. But there are actually some people out there denying that the European Union's even expanding by stealth. I mean, you think it's amazing that they deny we're going into a North American Union here. They're denying it in Europe. It's a military tactic to just deny something's going on while it's actually happening. Also, I'm going to spend most of this first hour playing radio ad after radio ad after TV ad. But basically, even the television ads that were produced in the Ron Paul TruthNews.us contest, obviously the television ads become radio ads when we play them here in this medium. 3 or 4 days ago, I spent hours trying to watch them all. I spent a couple hours last night. I spent 2 hours this morning. I said that I was going to announce the winner today during the show. The problem is that I've got like 20 finalists. This is so hard to do. So many of these video ads and audio ads are so good, especially the video ads. And then this morning I was for 2 hours trying to find all the ones that I'd listed and that I liked best. And then I noticed that there are a bunch of ads I've seen on Google and YouTube that say that they're part of the Truth News contest, but that I don't see listed at Truth News. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I mean, what do you do when there's like 80, 90 of these things, and then there's even more of them that I guess didn't know. I guess they just heard it on the radio, didn't pay attention to the rules, didn't email Kurt Nimmo over to truthnews.us to get themselves listed. I don't know how Nimmo can even keep track of all these. I've got to announce the winner. I mean, the cutoff date was Monday morning, and now it's Thursday, and I'm literally just trying to wade through these. And the whole point in doing this, the $2,000 first place prize, the $500 second place, the $100 third place for the video ad, and then one winner for radio, $500. The point was to make all these TV and radio ads flood YouTube and Google, hopefully have radio stations pick up on some of them and air them, and then have it invade the Internet, and it's done that. Some of them have tens of thousands of views. Most of them, though, only have 500, 600, 700 views on average because there's so many. So the bigger job is for everybody to go to truthnews.us, get that page of Ron Paul TV and radio ads. Some of them were just submitted directly to us, and so they're just on the site. Put those on YouTube. Get them out. I mean, this is an info bomb, but we got to drop these bombs. Pilot the Bombardier, we are approaching the target. So, literally, my head's spinning because you just did such a great job. I don't know what we're going to do.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've got more than 20 radio and TV ads that our listeners have made for the Ron Paul 2008 election, with the primaries coming up. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, in the rest of this hour, I'm going to attempt to play all of these. And there's so many, I hardly even have time to tell you the title of each one or who even made it. Just go to truthnews.us later today after the show or during the show and copy the list of links. There's more than 50 of them, and send them out to everybody you know, because the great work that everybody has done, and each and every one of them is excellent. And there's got to be 20 of the however many there are that are just absolutely stunning. And I ran out of time last night and this morning trying to judge them. And then Kurt Nimmo, I told him, I said, okay, well, tell me your top five TV ads, your top two radio ads. I told Aaron that 3 or 4 days ago. They sent me different selections. I thought there'd be some kind of consensus. And then I know why there's not a consensus. I went and watched these days ago, last night, this morning, and I'm like, oh, that's the winner. And then I watch another one again, and I go, oh, that's the winner. And then I go, oh, that's the winner. Oh, that's the winner. If I had a few more days, I guess I could take emails from everybody and see what your comments are and your angles and your ideas. I also want to give Kurt Nemo time, Paul Watson time, Steve Watson time, Ryan Slickhuysen time, Aaron Dykes time to write articles about these different ads and analyze them and comment on them, you know, to get the buzz going on them also, because that's the whole point of this, is so these go viral, and so we get you know, a whole bunch of ads out there that wouldn't have been produced, and that's now happened. But we've made the munitions, and already I would say there's got to be over 100,000 views of all of them together, but that's nothing compared to what they're going to be if you go to truthnews.us. And by the way, we made the ad contest rules where truthnews.us wouldn't even get any attention because I wanted to depoliticize this and get my name out of it, but at the same time fund the prize money just so people would make them and to be a focal point for folks that most of them are saying they're just going to donate the prize money to Ron Paul. So it's just a focal point and a reason to go out and make more Ron Paul radio and TV ads. But so I commend and salute all of you that entered into the month-long contest from November into December 10th. But it should be announced this evening who the winners are. If not, it'll be announced tomorrow. But I could just pick somebody and say, okay, you're first place, you're second place, you're third place. But I'm not normally indecisive, whatever the word is, and I just can't decide what I think the best is. There's five or six video TV ads in there that are just excellent. And there's another 15 or so that are really good. But I'm down to about five picking, from five what I think the first place is. And then it gets even harder with second place and third place. And then we also said in the guidelines that we would lean towards, or at least take into consideration, things that promote the money bomb for the 16th. And I think only two of the contest submissions actually did that. And they're good. They just aren't as powerful as some of the other ads that didn't do what we suggested. So then I feel like I ought to give one of those to the second place. But then just for artistry and great compilation, great makeup, the content that the others should get second place. I'm just giving you a window into my brain because, well, I'm sure people who've judged things before know it's hard. Maybe we should create a section today on the Prison Planet Forum. Big link up at the top of prisonplanet.com if you haven't gone and gotten a username and become a member of the Prison Planet Forum. Maybe we should create a section right now. In fact, I'll call Paul and have him do that if the moderators aren't listening and don't in the next 30 minutes or so. And you can go in there and maybe debate and give me your ideas because that will maybe be the tiebreaker here. But then it's a great job to even go and watch all of these. So good luck. Good luck is all I can say. It's kind of a catch-22 like everything else is in life, a paradox, an enigma, because you end up making so many ads. How do we make those all go viral? Well, obviously, we're going to push the three winners. There'll be four winners, three video winners, one radio winner. But all right, I have babbled enough about that. We got some really good news here. A lot of good signs. Iran invasion put on hold for now, but there's storm clouds still on the horizon. Israel's saying they may just go ahead and strike Iran themselves. No doubt, then Iran will counterstrike. That will be called a terrorist act by the media. And the unconditional defense treaty with Israel will kick in and we'll be off to the races. But all of the posturing, except for Israel, globally looks like that they are disengaging the Warmachs for now. Warmach, I think that's the term for a German battleship. It's a menacing war machine, one of its other definitions, if memory serves. But It looks like they are disengaging some of the propaganda campaign, de-escalating that. And another good sign, Russia, Iran agree on nuclear deal. BBC, Russia and Iran have agreed for a schedule for finishing building the Bashir nuclear plant, reports from Russia say. Difficulties with the Iranian client are resolved, and we have agreed on the timetable for construction, said the head of the Russian state contractor. Yeah, the Russians had stopped working on it a year ago, and they were waiting for the bombardments. This is another sign that, and it is, by the way, a peaceful reactor. The UN's been climbing all over it. The Russians have. The U.S. has U.S. inspectors with the UN. And so that's another sign now that Russia thinks the heat is off, at least for now. We'll get more into these reports in an American Free Press report here. Iran invasion put on hold. The bad news does have a wrinkle of good news in it. EU chaos as heckling British MEPs chanting referendum order to leave Parliament. But it wasn't just the British that were chanting, but this is the Daily Mail out of England, so they're focusing on the Anglo-centric angle there. It was meant to be a solemn event marking the new EU Charter of Fundamental Rights. Sounds nice, doesn't it? You actually read it, it's a merger treaty. Instead, the European Parliament descended into chaos today as more than 100 lawmakers jeered, booed, and heckled in a noisy protest against the new EU reform treaty due to be signed tomorrow. Here's another one. Miliband signs EU treaty for Britain as experts warn UK will surrender control on immigration as well as its courts, I would add. And we're going to break this down here in just a moment. Also, there's a lot of media push now to go, yeah, we're torturing people. It's good. It's loving. It keeps you safe from Al-Qaeda. And a bunch of news, again, on the economic front, the unraveling, not just subprime mortgage crises, but all the other debt pyramid schemes now coming to a head in a perfect storm of perfect storms. A nightmarish vortex of unraveling leveraged debt structures, corporate, private, governmental, as well as the dollar's continual descent into the ne'er-do-well pits of the peso and the ruble. But right now, back to EU chaos is heckling British members of European Parliament chanting referendum ordered to leave. Now, first off, they kept the EU treaty secret. They only put out a summary a year ago. And then there were lots of articles in the British and European press about how it's a conspiracy theory. This is not expanding the European treaty that failed 2 years ago, but you can't see it. And then the British government and others leaked it, and now it's been public for 6 months, and it indeed merges England through its judiciary and through its treaty agreements and subordinates its sovereignty, as well as France and others who, when they have finally allowed a referendum, the people voted to get out of the EU and to knock down EU expansion. And so what do? They just simply repackage it as a reform bill, and well, it's not just me saying that. Let's go ahead and read the Daily Mail here. Portuguese Prime Minister José Socrates, if I'm pronouncing that right, Socrates, whose country currently holds the European Union's rotating presidency, had to face down the hecklers in Parliament. Wearing black T-shirts and holding placards demanding referendums on the treaty, the lawmakers from countries including Britain, France, Poland, and Italy shouted down the EU president as he delivered his speech. When we get back, we'll get into the real meat, the real heart of the matter, and the same chicanery and globalist expansion by stealth that we see in the European Union's hegemonic rise is run by the very same people here in the North American sub-region. We'll be right back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa de viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo a volar en el cielo infinito. Volaré.
All right, getting back to this EU report. Jose Socrates, I guess you pronounce it Socrates even though it's Portuguese. Portuguese Prime Minister Jose Socrates, whose country currently holds the European Union's rotating presidency, had to face down the hecklers in Parliament wearing black T-shirts and holding placards demanding referendums on the treaty. The lawmakers from countries including France, Britain, Poland, and Italy shouted down Socrates as he delivered his speech. And it continues, no matter how loud you heckle and yell, today is a day of fundamental importance for Europe, a defiant-looking Socrates told the assembly. The ceremony at the Parliament was held to mark the signing of the charter of the EU's three institutions, the European Parliament, European Commission, and the European Council, which represent the member states. And again, they're merging those three right now. The event took place a day before the 27 EU leaders will sign the bloc's new reform treaty in Lisbon. The treaty retains key parts of a doomed, it failed 2 years ago. They voted for EU expansion from, 17 members? First it was 10, then 14, then 15, then 17, and it was going to expand to 27 nations. And France and a bunch of other countries said, we're having referendums. We don't want to expand into Turkey. We don't want to expand into Georgia. We don't want to expand into Ukraine. We don't want to expand into all these countries. And they just said, we're doing it. Shut up! And depending on which poll you look at, it's between the mid-70s and the 90s in Europe and in England. They don't want this. England hasn't fully been forced in yet. They don't want it. They won't let the people ever have a vote on getting out of what they're already in. What does Gordon Brown do? He goes over there and signs it. He does it in a, quote, closed-door meeting because it's so unpopular. And you watch, he'll say in a month he never signed it. They'll say it doesn't exist. They do the same thing with the SPP. They treat you like you are complete morons. And frankly, some people are. This works on some people. But it's not working when you got 75, 85, 90% saying no now. And I got to say, Europeans are more well-read and informed on average, because they've been in tyranny a long time. They've been in big wars. They've been slaves. Americans have just had it so good, we have gone from the greatest in the world. No debating that. Historians worldwide came here and noted it. The intelligence, the viciousness, the ingenuity, the creativity. Now we are the slobs of earth, the scum of earth. Not all of us, I'm saying on average. We got more scum and more idiots and more dumbed-down fools than anybody. The test scores all show it. There are a whole bunch of third-world countries, on average, more intelligent, more well-read in international tests. Scores of them ahead of us. We are a joke. We have to admit what we are. We are slovenly scum. All right, I'm sorry. Myself included. I'm scum. I mean, we really are. We just have become slovenly trash. I'm just getting mad. I'm sorry. I'm going to settle down. The ceremony at the Parliament was held to mark the signing of the charter by the EU's three institutions. The European Parliament, European Commission, European Council, which are merging under new rules, which are dictatorial. You ought to go read the treaty. It's total tyranny. All the old liberties and freedoms that Europe still had have been swept away. The treaty retains key parts of the doomed, but it's not doomed, EU Constitution, including provisions to boost EU foreign policy and make the rights charter legally binding. And you read the rights charter, it says you don't have free speech, you don't have jack, but it puts it all in flowery doublespeak. The treaty retains key parts of a doomed EU Constitution, including provisions to boost EU foreign policy and make the rights charter legally binding. Except in Britain and Poland, which won opt-outs. Oh, they won opt-outs, but they didn't really win opt-outs. They have created new little councils that report to their governments, and then they claim when their little courts want to, they can opt out. So a new layer of bureaucracy in England and Poland that decide which legal system they want to be under. British and Polish common law, or jump back over the fence into Roman civil. Or trade law. And don't think that just deals with trade. When CPS grabs your kids with no warrant, no nothing, that's trade law. That's admiralty. It's older than common law. It is the law of the tyrants. It is the law of the elite feeding like wolves on our blood.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MetaCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MetaCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MetaCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A 1-month supply of MetaCleanse is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back live. Remember, you've got until Sunday at midnight, going into Monday morning. They're going to come in Monday morning, and whatever is in the shopping cart, order box, whatever is on the toll-free line computer system where they've entered those orders, that is the orders that you're guaranteed to get by Christmas. Within days before Christmas, we want to just be safe. We could run it out until Tuesday, Wednesday, but we're not doing that. Then we're going to ship all that out on Monday. All of that out on Monday so that you should get it by Friday and almost everywhere in the country, maybe Saturday in places like Alaska. So if you're wanting to give somebody in-game blueprint for global enslavement, I mean, what film could be more important? The North American Union, the EU, how they're already merging the North American Union with the EU, public video of Bush saying it, and then the media acts like he didn't say it on the White House lawn. All the documents, their internal documents, video of the global elite, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Queen of the Netherlands meeting, from Istanbul, Turkey to Ottawa, Canada. I mean, this is an epic film. 5 years ago, this would have cost $1 million. 20 years ago, it would have cost $20 million. It's only the developments in technology that allowed 6-7 people and $150,000 to be able to make this film. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I mean, this is a professional 2-hour, 20-minute film with 40 minutes of extras, which are mini films in their own right. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to order off the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, or call toll free today, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And all the mail that comes in through Saturday, mail doesn't run on Sunday, those orders will get out by Monday too. But if you're going to write to us to get the books, the videos, the tapes, to get your order in, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the pocket constitutions, all of it, then you need to, you know, two-day, three-day mail that letter. I guess it's already Thursday. You better overnight it, or you better two-day it, to Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, of course, right up until Christmas Day, you can go to prisonplanet.tv. And you can create your own username and password in about a minute. Sign up for $5.95 for a monthly trial subscription. Let me just give you a Christmas present. I know my audience is so honest, it's ridiculous. You can share the passcode with one person. I know a lot of you already do that, but some of you have to be told. It allows, what, three different IP addresses to access it each day until it'll lock you out if you do more than that, because used to it used to crash our servers. We got to turn that up now. We got even more powerful servers. Frankly, I just want the info getting out. And at prisonplanet.tv, the quality is so good. I mean, look at the test clips. You look at the trailers, not on YouTube or Google, but look at the trailers for Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement on prisonplanet.tv. Look at the super high quality, the medium quality, and the lower res. But even the lower res is like 10 times better than Google. I mean, the high res is it looks almost as good as DVD. You sit there and watch it for like a couple minutes just to catch a blip or something, or a little remnant, digital remnant or artifact that you'll see occasionally, like a flicker, just to be able to tell it's not DVD. There's different software programs, different free downloads. We ought to post those on the site, by the way, to make prisonplanet.tv easier to access in the info war. In fact, we're going to do that. I just thought of that. We'll get that up in the next week or so. We'll find out the best systems to rip the stuff off the server or off the streams, off the flash, and burn them to disk, because I want you to use prisonplanet.tv. You see a TV report I do, you see a radio report I do where I shoot video of it that you think is important on a certain subject, burn it to disk. Burn it to DVD. You see, Endgame, just go in there and just make hundreds of copies. Now, it'd be even better to get the actual DVD and make copies from that, but whatever. PrisonPlanet.tv, 5 free months when you sign up now for a year. You pay for a little more than 6 months, 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. That's exactly what it comes out to. 5+ months free right now at prisonplanet.tv. And for all the members that are already members, A, I want to thank you for your support. We couldn't do it without you. B, if you haven't started burning and started downloading these and started putting these on disk, you put it on a normal CD that costs you 25 cents in bulk, or even cheaper if you want to have it medium res, or go all the way, buy 75 cents or 50 cent DVDs and burn it in high quality on there. I mean, just get aggressive and give it to everybody. Look, you know, I want to say this before we play all these Ron Paul ads. And then later on, we got Larry Pratt coming on about some Second Amendment defeats and victories. And we're talking a lot of Second Amendment the last few months because it's under full-bore attack right now. See, when you start hearing me talk Second Amendment all the time, every few years, that's when the new attack starts. And then people email me and say, I haven't heard you talk about the Second Amendment in months, or I haven't heard you. Well, I only get talk about it when it's under attack. And it's always under attack here and there, but right now there's a concerted, unified front. I mean, it's bad. It's really bad. And so Pratt's joining us for like 30 minutes next hour. I'm going to get back into all this EU Constitution stuff is a model for what's happening here, but you know, I talk about how Ron Paul, even if he doesn't win, is educating hundreds of millions globally, millions domestically. He's now a global phenomenon. I talk about how it builds the muscles for the alternative community and takes the internet community and makes it manifest physically in the streets. It creates communities. You meet like-minded people. It's a focal point. It's a zeitgeist. It is a capacitor through which we can put our energy into and then store it, magnify it, direct it, with devastating effect against the globalists. I mean, they're scared. They see Ron Paul like a vampire sees a bucket of holy water being dumped on them. They run in fear. Ron Paul's like a giant crucifix to these people. That's why they're pulling out all the stops. But regardless, when you get an opportunity, when you get a champion of liberty, when you get somebody of this caliber, you have a duty, not just a right, to get behind them. It's this attitude, oh, you can't change anything, oh, you can't do anything, oh, they, yeah, they're corrupt, but you know, so what? That's the attitude that's brought us to the brink of absolute serfdom and tyranny. And Ron Paul is a breath of fresh air. He's more than that. I mean, think about how far we've already come. Ron Paul now is a household word. They're trying to suppress it, but I talked to family in Washington State. I talked to family in East Texas. I talked to family in upstate New York. I talked to, you know, cousins and people all over. I talked to acquaintances and old friends. They say there's Ron Paul signs coast to coast. You don't see any other campaign signs. It's just buzz everywhere, all over talk radio, hundreds of thousands of people on MySpace, hundreds of thousands of meetup, you know, just Facebook. It's everywhere. It's real. It's manifesting. And think about how they're Googling Ron Paul. They're investigating. They're finding out about the Federal Reserve right now. It's exponential. They're finding out about the UN. They're finding out about big government agencies. They're finding out about the inflation tax. They're finding out about the New World Order and global government and the North American Union. We have breached the enemy's defenses. If the enemy had a walled city, we have basically blasted giant holes in five or six entry points. A bunch of us have already gone over the wall a long time ago. We planted the explosives on the wall to breach it. Already a lot of you have run through, but the majority of you are still standing there thinking you're not leaders and you haven't gone. There should be a massive press to force through. We should be blasting more holes so that as they try to send people in, this is, again, an analogy contextualizing what we're doing, we need to blow more holes in so they can't send their propaganda forces, their forces in to try to block us at those points. We need to keep blasting more holes, just blasting and blasting and blasting and blasting and blasting. This is history, ladies and gentlemen. This is just the beginning. I've always told you that as soon as you believe you can defeat these people, we will. I've studied history. I know how it works. And the biggest enemy we've got is these fake churches telling everybody it's the end of the world. Lay down. You can't get involved. It's all foretold. It's all going to happen. Humans don't affect anything. That's a lie. The Bible doesn't say that. A. B. Even if the end of the world was next year, we have a duty. Duty belongs to us. Consequence is God's. Okay? May justice be done, may the heavens fall. Stop caring. Stop being afraid. Commit yourself to this fight now. Commit yourself to engage the new world order. Look at what we have happening. This is wondrous what's happening. This is amazing, and it's only the beginning. They can strike Ron Paul down. They can strike me down. They can strike a lot of us down. But they cannot strike us all down, ladies and gentlemen. They can execute their order number 66. It's already out of the bottle. Pandora's box is open. The resistance to the New World Order, the rebellion is now just beginning to move, just beginning to get purchased, just beginning to move forward. The cracks in the New World Order facade are becoming visible. For the first time, the enemy has fear in their eyes. And they've got a lot of different cards in their hand. They can play the Ace of Spades, nuclear attack, bioweapon release, use that to clamp down and set up and engage the police state they've already built. But now the cops and the military know the truth, the vast majority. Now people know about false flag. Now people understand. They can kill us individually, but they cannot kill ideas. It is invincible with the Spirit of God literally leading this fight. Divine providence, you can see it, you can feel it, you can know it. Let's go ahead and go to some of these clips. Now, I'm not playing these in any order of what's the best or what's the worst. This is 14 of them. Here's one. This is the establishment is nervous. Here it is.
They're getting awfully frightened. I think we now are a threat to the establishment, and they represent the establishment.
I don't think that applies to me. Washington did not change. This country is in a revolution. They're sick and tired of what they're getting. And I happen to be lucky enough to be part of it.
Patriotism is more closely linked to dissent than it is to conformity and a blind desire for safety and security.
Our national sovereignty is under threat.
For some, patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. For others, it means dissent against a government's abuse of the people's rights.
Hundreds of billions of dollars by changing one policy. And that's changing the foreign policy and bringing our troops home.
All right. That's the establishment is nervous. Now, that's a video ad. It works when you can see his lips moving. You know, video, you can have the music turned up a little too loud, and it works. It's not as good for radio, but that's a great ad. Let's go ahead and play The Tick, and this is one that's got me mixed into it. Here it is.
A Ron Paul supporter on government.
We're like a dog dragging a tick around, and the dog weighs 100 pounds, the tick weighs 200 pounds. The tick's even got ticks.
Now, Ron Paul.
Our government is growing endlessly, and every time government grows, it's at the expense of personal liberty.
Like most, the Ron Paul supporter lacks Hollywood scriptwriters and handy charts and graphs to tailor his or her message.
And the tick's trying to grab on us with its mandibles, trying to hold us close, it's whispering to us, going, I love you, I keep you safe, I'm the government. And the corporate media, oh, love me, I'm good.
Ron Paul.
What is at stake for us is our freedom. What is at stake for them is the money and the control and the power.
We're like, oh, your breath's horrible, you stink, you're disgusting. And it's like, no, that's a conspiracy, I'm beautiful, you love me.
Do your friend, yourself, and your country a favor and research the presidential candidate, Ron Paul.
And I just want this stinking thing off of me. Yeah, I want the stinking thing off of me. Ron Paul Remembers, that's the name of this one.
Well, the most basic question first, Congressman, why are you running for president?
Well, I run to win. That's the purpose of running. But I'm introducing a rather radical idea, and that is that I think we should always obey the Constitution.
Is better than
I am an advocate. A very strong advocate of following very strictly the rule of law, the Constitution of the United States. We have allowed our nation to be overtaxed and overregulated and overrun by bureaucrats. The founders would be ashamed of us for what we're putting up with. The Constitution was written very precisely to restrain the power and force of government and to protect the liberties of each and every one of us.
I think that most government officials over the past several decades have overdone the use of fear to scare the American people into giving up their liberty.
Freedom is not something new and strange, and neither is it ancient. It's recent. Tyranny is ancient. And unfortunately, this country is returning to tyranny. More and more centralized government and more control.
Isn't it interesting also that the establishment figure is the one who most defends the Constitution has to be eliminated from the debates? What's going on in this country?
Our campaign is all about freedom, prosperity, and peace.
Well, that one's excellent. A little too long. Let's go ahead now and go to another one. What are we up to now, John? Freedom's Got Soul. This is a nice one.
What I'd like to be is a president that doesn't even have a goal of running your life, running the economy, or running the world.
Just leave me alone. You know I need to go to work and get some money for the baby. I wish I could love you.
assumption that I defend the Constitution more so than the rest of the
Freedom's Got Soul. When we come back, we're going to get to a whole bunch of them. We just played four of them, and I've got, 10 more of these babies, and there's like, I don't know, I haven't counted them all up. And we got a bunch that came in too late, but we're going to go ahead and post those. In fact, I should have told Nemo to just go ahead and post all the ones that came in late. I mean, they can't be part of the contest, but they can at least go on the site. Who is Ron Paul? Let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. There's got to be 100 of these.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Some of the best entries we've got, we're not playing on radio because they're mainly text, and so they're not good for this medium. Again, by tonight or tomorrow, I'm a little late on this because there's got to be over 100 here. I was counting them up during the break. Entries, and I'm just trying to judge these properly, and there's four different places I'm judging. But let's go ahead and go to Excellence and Virtue is the name of this one.
My viewpoint is to strive for excellence and virtue. When government takes over the role of trying to make us excellent and virtuous, they can't do it. They do it at the expense of liberty. So if we truly want a society moving
Here's Once in a Lifetime.
There is absolutely no reason ever to give up any personal liberty to be safe. We can solve our problems merely by obeying the law and reading the Constitution. We need a foreign policy of non-intervention which will prevent the wars from breaking out. If I am to be your president, I will never abuse executive orders and never use signing statements to change the law. If we have a free society and recognize the position that we have a right to our liberty and we have a right to pursue our happiness, it means but one thing about our tax system. We will have no income tax and repeal the 16th Amendment. The spirit of liberty is alive and well in this country.
Once in a Lifetime, I will tell you, is in the running for first place, the one you just heard. Who is Ron Paul?
Who is Ron Paul?
I'm Ron Paul. I'm a congressman from Texas, serving in my 10th term. I am the champion of the Constitution.
He's not just another politician. Ron Paul is the presidential candidate the mainstream media doesn't want you to know about. As president, Ron Paul will bring our troops home from Iraq, let Americans keep more of their own money by ending the IRS, stop the central banker's inflation tax, stop unconstitutional spending leading us to bankruptcy, stop the financial dependency on China, Saudi Arabia, and other foreign governments. Ron Paul will end the war on drugs, protect our privacy and stop the national ID card, protect our constitutional rights and end the Patriot Act. Ron Paul will secure our borders and end illegal immigration. To find out how you can be part of the Ron Paul Revolution, visit RonPaul2008.com.
That's a great radio ad. Let's go out of break with this one. This is Champion.
I'm Ron Paul. I am the champion of the Constitution.
The infrastructure problem in this country is very, very serious. We as Americans are taxed to blow up the bridges overseas. We're taxed to go over and rebuild the bridges overseas. We just need to get the government out of our lives and off our back and out of our wallet.
I'd like to get rid of the IRS. I want to get rid of the income tax. I want to repeal the 16th Amendment.
This whole idea that we're supposed to sacrifice liberty for security, we're advised against that. Don't we remember that when you sacrifice liberty for security, you lose both? And going into Iraq and Afghanistan and threatening Iran is the worst thing we can do for our national security. The American people are less safe for this. It's the policy that is wrong. We should take our marching orders from our Constitution. This country is in a revolution, and I happen to be part of it.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.